This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by both Alex Jones and then Anthony Gucciardi is going to join us in the studio. Talk about the collapse of society. One evidence of the collapse of society, I think, is the fact that everybody seems to be just fine with the fact that the police used a robot to kill the shooter. Because what we have here, let's understand this, folks. This truly is the first use of a drone to kill an American on American soil without any due process. Now, we can argue that it was done to save lives, okay? But you have to understand that there is nothing more dangerous than a government that is not held to a legal standard. In the long run, you're going to lose a lot more lives that way. This is a story that was up from the Ron Paul Institute on InfoWars yesterday, and Dallas Drone Wars just came home. And that was essentially the point they made. They said, yeah, it was done with a drone, even though it was wheels instead of wings on this particular drone. And as I was talking about before we went to the break, the shooter who was falsely, the open carry person who was falsely identified as a shooter, and that was a black Dallas protester, Mark Hughes, went out all over social media. The police said they held him for questioning for a half hour and said, we've got pictures of you shooting a gun. He said, they're lying about me. And eventually, they turned him loose. They were just calling the bluff. But you have to ask yourself, how far down the road are we going to go when the police are being attacked like this or there's an urgent need that they will, out of fear or expediency, just shoot someone instead of putting their picture out on social media and saying, this is the shooter? Will they not just kill a future Mark Hughes? That's the point that's made in the article. So during the questioning, they told Hughes they had a video of him shooting people. That was a lie. What if the police had sent a drone to take him out? What will happen in the future? The future Mark Hughes's, who are falsely accused by the police of being in a shooting. Will we come to accept murder without a trial? See, part of the problem with this is that we look at all these mass shootings. They're always used to further a political agenda. Wouldn't we like to know that we truly have gotten to the bottom of it, that we truly have gotten the people that were involved in it, that we have an accurate picture of what happened? But understand that this really isn't about race, fundamentally. This is about an arms race. This is about the military-industrial complex coming home to America. They want the militarized police because it's going to be a profit center for them. The war on terror is a profit center. That was the key profit center they had as they shut down the Cold War. Of course, they started the Cold War up again as well. They're going to be building all of those long-range bombers and missiles again. That's what all this activity in the Ukraine is about, another profit center for that. But they do want that profit center of the war on terror. People who say that we're concerned, and we are concerned, that we're going to have a militarized police, you need to understand the police are already militarized. We've already got the federal government training our police. The question is it going to increase? We've had the federal government training the police and rules of engagement, training them to essentially be like Barney Fife, fearful of everything that they see, flaunting their authority, except instead of taking their bullets, they give them a magazine full of bullets and tell them to, once they start firing, to continue to fire until the magazine is empty. Those are the rules of engagement that are coming from the federal police. And they're giving militarized vehicles in the name of the war on drugs, okay? It truly is a war. They brought a war to our streets. The war of terror is from them. The war of drugs is from them. It's not going to solve anything. I mean, we even had the Dallas police chief come out and say, we've got to stop asking cops to do so much in this country. He says, every societal failure, we put it on the cops to solve. He talked about drug addiction and all these other things. No, we put it on the government to solve. We think the government should solve everything. And we think the government should use force to solve everything, to make us safe. And so that's why we use the police to do it. He's exactly right about that. But then, of course, he goes on further and he says, You can become part of the solution. Join the police force. We'll solve all of your problems. No, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. It is not true. We'll be right back.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have seen attacks on free speech in the United States and Europe in the last few years that are unprecedented in modern history. Only dictators like Hitler tried to do the things we're now witnessing. If you criticize open borders and the Islamic invasion of Europe, they arrest you. Facebook bans you. And now those same activities are starting here. It's time to take the blinders off. We have seen men waving Mexican flags beat up women in California on television, and the mayor has come out in the town and said, hey, they deserved it. We have seen attacks on free speech that are truly unprecedented and that are racially motivated. I would be against a group of Caucasian men beating up a Hispanic woman just as much as I'm against a group of Hispanic men beating up an innocent white person. Or the KKK going after an innocent black person or vice versa. I've seen Black Lives Matter, full of their vitriol and hate, just beat up people. In some cases, folks that aren't even Trump supporters. in their hatred, in their built-up victimology of life, that they've got something to prove, and they have a right to be angry and have a chip on their shoulder. And it's all being manipulated by the social engineers.
Know your right, know your law. And I promise you, if they go about their burden of whatever they said you're doing, you pull your piss out and bust at them. You pull your piss out and you bust at them. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you against them.
Yeah.
When we do, when we move with the Panthers, trust me, when you see me move, I'm moving in violence. Now stop clapping. Stop clapping. Stop clapping because most of y'all folks ain't involved. Real talk.
We're tired of walking around here asking y'all to help us.
Yeah.
Whether you run up on them, whatever you do, you better take action.
And now, ahead of Cleveland next week, we have seen riots all over the country, police shot all over the nation. Every few hours it's happening. At courthouses and highways from Michigan to Georgia, from Tennessee to Texas. And we see the White House and the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, come out and say, you better listen to Black Lives Matter. We've seen Hillary say, better listen up.
I'm going to be talking to white people. I think we're the ones who have to start listening to the legitimate cries that are coming from our African-American fellow citizens.
This is a woman that overthrows countries and puts ISIS in charge to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians. This is a woman that gets $100 million from Saudi Arabia and more from Gulf states, where they totally enslave women. These are the biggest damn hypocrites the world's ever seen. You got a bunch of trendies that don't care about what's right. They want to just say they're liberal and feel good about themselves and see a great agenda of evil foisted on the planet. I'm going to Cleveland because of these bullies. I've said for months I'm going, and I'm going. And I'm going to be there with rallies and live events, standing up for free speech and standing up for what's left of this country. The whole Republican establishment, along with the Democrats, has been trying to block our rallies. We've sued them twice. They failed. They've been trying to keep Trump from getting the nomination. They have pulled out the stops with lies and disinformation because they want the prize that is America, that they've already sold out. They've already shipped our jobs to China. They've already set up tariffs and systems that ensure we can't compete. We're run by traitors, and they can't believe we're starting to wake up like folks did in the UK with the Brexit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is history happening right now. We're covering it right here at InfoWars. And it's more important than ever that you realize history is happening. And what develops here in the next few months is going to change the course of history for good or for bad. But I'm not going to sit there and watch a bunch of brainwashed, government-funded, George Soros-supported thugs run around and attack men, women, and children in the hopes of intimidation. A lot of people watch what different socialist groups are doing, what Bernie Sanders groups are doing, what Black Lives Matter are doing. They say, that's crazy. That discredits them. It's horrible what they're doing. And that's because you're from a perspective of supporting free speech. But for a lot of the young people in this country and a lot of the people raised by MTV, they think anything's okay as long as you say you're liberal. And they think it's cool to support wars, torture, Islamic mutilization of women, Islamic, you know, just absolute sexual genocide. They support all of it because it isn't about actually empowering humanity. It's about them claiming they have the moral high ground in dominating and controlling language and culture and everything else. It's time to get aggressive. It's time to get in these people's faces. It's time to not associate with people you've put up with over the years who claim they're liberal, but then tell you you're bad because you're pro-Second Amendment. I'm so sick of all these Hollywood people that make all these movies where they're badasses with guns and shoot all these folks. They've got bodyguards in real life, but they don't want us to own guns. I'm going to start more and more calling out all the so-called Hollywood badasses that are nothing but establishment whores that want to disarm the people. Now I'm going to start calling out other frauds as well, and it's time for you to do it because they're part of a globalist takeover, and they sense they're with the power structure, and they think by going along with it, they somehow have power. They don't realize they're useful idiots who'll be thrown to the side. History shows that. Look, if you want to deny this country's being strangled, if you want to deny that the globalists are breaking this country's will and turning us against each other, that's fine. Let your chains set lightly upon you, as Patrick Henry said. But as for me, I want to know the whole truth and make preparations for it. And as for me, give me liberty or give me death, because being a slave is worse than death. Now back to the live transmission. David Knight, Anthony Gucciardi, and the rest of the crew in Austin, Texas. Lord willing, I'll be back to live tomorrow in studio for what we call the InfoWar.
And that was Alex Jones, and I'm David Knight here in studio with Anthony Gucciardi. I want to get Anthony's take on what's happening now with the, as we're brought to the brink of a race war, as well as calls for further federal control and militarization of the police. You know, Anthony, I was looking at the comments from the girlfriend of the guy who was shot, Philando Castile. She filmed him as he was dying. You know, we can argue all these statistics about who is more victimized by this, or white people or black people. You know, in terms of absolute numbers, there's more white people killed, but in terms of percentage, it's a much higher percentage of black people who are killed, so forth and so on. Washington Post took Mike Huckabee to task on that. He came back to them and he says, well, I guess you could say male lives matter because 94% of the people who are killed are males. So we could try to divide it down by that. But to me, it's a much more fundamental problem. Because one of the things that she said was, she said, if we can't turn to our higher power, you know, officers and things of that sort, then who are we going to turn to? If the people that are supposed to be protecting us are the ones that are assassinating us. And when I look at that, it's like, if you're going to just passively turn yourself over to a government and think that it's going to protect you, you have to understand that if you lean on the government and use it as a crutch, you're going to find out that it's a stick that's going to break and pierce your hand. And I think that's what people are finding out, but they haven't come to that conclusion. They're still blaming it on race.
You know, I think if we were a doctor, if we were both doctors looking at the United States, looking at America, and we were to make a diagnosis, this is all just a symptom, right? A good doctor, if you came in with, let's say, you know, boils on your hands or hives on your face or something, he wouldn't just say, oh, well, that's hives. He would say, what's causing the hives? What did you do? What did you eat? You know, something's going on. There's an internal root issue. This is just balled up anger and hatred and frustration. And I've got a ton of articles printed out today about some of these statistics. People are pissed off. They're so angry. They're just full of rage and hatred because the government has completely shut them out. The establishment has completely screwed them. Mm-hmm. They bought into the lie. Everybody, not just Black Lives Matter, everybody. Everyone has, at one point or another, society as a whole has bought into this lie. It's bought into this system. Psychology Today has a great article about, is society manufacturing depressed and angry people? I mean, all of this is just a symptom of the fact that our society has been duped. It has been
But
tricked.
As you point out all the time, we talk about health issues. Typically, that's what we see the doctors doing, is addressing the symptoms.
Exactly.
So, you know, treating the outbreak rather than getting to the root cause of it.
Well, as above, so below. Sometimes in a micro level, we can see things that apply to a meta level, right? So this, it stuck out to me today, specifically these two articles side by side. You have to have some humor sometimes, but think about this. So one says, what economic recovery? 62% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings. Okay, so think about the average person. 62% don't even have $1,000 in savings. But then, that's next to this headline from CNN Money. Stocks have never been higher. It says, the Dow is higher than it's ever been before, and it's like a celebratory thing.
It didn't want to recover from Brexit, did it?
Yes.
Like,
well,
one week on his back.
But the juxtaposition here is absurd. The Dow gained over 120 points and hit 18,353 on Tuesday, surpassing the previous record set in May 2015. And the economists are saying, this is the economy's recovering, it's rebounding, this is so powerful, we're having this economic rebound. Meanwhile, 62% of Americans don't have $1,000 in savings. So you can see now the disconnect just at this micro level, right? Where there's people walking around, 62% don't have $1,000. That's going to make them upset. Not to mention, you know, we can get into more of this too. We come back from the break. But Americans work more than anyone, more than the English, more than the French, the Germans, Norwegians. They take less vacation, work longer days, make less money. And now China's middle class is surpassing American middle class in savings. I mean, it's insane. There's no way people are not going to hit the boiling point. It's like if you poured gasoline all over a house and there's just people walking by, I mean, for days and days watching the gasoline sit there. Someone's going to throw a match on it, and that's the mainstream media. The lens, the focus is on things like, you know, the police and all this. This is just a symptom of the root issue. Not that there's not real discrimination and real horrible things going on. There certainly is. But the media focuses that rage into something.
That's right. And they use it to exacerbate the condition. And as Gerald Celente has always said, when people lose everything, they lose it. And that's what we're about to see here. We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out. Didn't take no chances.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Anthony Gucciardi in the studio. We're just talking about the two different Americas, I guess you could say. It's a meme that people have talked about. The essence that the investor class has basically played things like the Brexit to make a great deal of money, haven't they, Anthony? You know, they thrive off of markets that go radically up and radically down. And if they can come up with a rationale to make that happen, that's when they make their money. They don't make any money when everything goes sideways. And they're making a lot of money off of this. Meanwhile, as you point out in the last segment, most Americans have, what, less than $1,000 to tide them over. So most people are not really prepared for the kinds of challenges that we're likely to face. We're seeing things getting very volatile. We've had people talking about a summer of chaos coming up. It's about to begin this next week. We've had Black Lives Matter and other groups saying they're going to shut down these two political conventions. We're going to be there. You can help to fuel our reports with the InfoWar, as well as to provide for your health with these specials that we've extended. We've got 20% still off of Survival Shield X2. That's going to end tonight. That's nascent iodine. Also ending tonight is 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's a very key way to provide for yourself and your family in these times of uncertainty. Make sure that you're going to be protected not only against disruptions in the food supply, but also against massive price increases that could also come through. We've had reports that have come out. It was the food chain reaction was the simulation that they were running. They were saying, well, what happens if we have this kind of input or that kind of input? What happens to food prices and to the supply chain? And, of course, the types of inputs that they were modeling in the report are precisely the types of things that we see them doing now. So you want to protect yourself against that kind of uncertainty and not being able to afford food. Make sure that you've got something set there that is a backup in case there is a shock to the food chain. They call it a food chain reaction, simulation there. We have 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That is storable for 25 years, all made in America, GMO-free, and some of the best packaging you'll find and the best discount you're going to find anywhere. And that's going to end tonight. 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, as well as the 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We have to end those sales tonight. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, Anthony, certainly as we're getting close to these conventions, everybody's wondering what's going to happen. I mean, we're seeing everything hyped up on both sides. Both sides are really doubling down. We do have some real problems in what we're asking the government to do, what we're asking the police to do. I believe there needs to be some serious reform, but they're giving us the wrong solutions. They're telling us to consolidate power more, to let government do even more. And I think that's exactly the opposite of what we need. Meanwhile, you've got the people with Black Lives Matter who have been fed with this educational system that's been manipulated by people like Obama's mentor, Bill Ayers, to just focus strictly on racism. And they're doubling down. So now we've got these two forces coming to a head. What happens at this point?
You know, it's really easy to misguide people that are super angry. I mean, you've dealt with extremely angry people where, you know, think about movies and stuff. When the main character makes a bad decision because they're so angry, you know, they have some resent in there or something like that, just unfiltered hatred. And the media has a magnifying glass, just like you could use a magnifying glass on the sun to hit something. Unfiltered hatred, unfiltered rage. People are mad. I mean, 62% of people have less than $1,000 in their bank account. They're overworked. They're depressed. People now are more depressed than ever. They see the news. They see the news, the juxtaposition that stocks have been higher than ever. And they see things like this. HSBC avoided U.S. money laundering charges because of, quote, market risk fears, which actually meant that the U.S. said, well, you know, if we went after the banks for what they did, it could impact the global economy. It could cause a global disaster because we need the banks.
And interestingly enough, Loretta Lynch and FBI Director Comey were both part of the justice system that gave them a pass at that point in time.
Yeah, of course, people. Right. So they see the scam. They see the big joke. They see the FBI director saying everything's fine. They see all this stuff, and they're mad. They're pissed off. Unfiltered rage. Now, the difference is, you see, in some countries, some scenarios throughout history, you see where they're mad at one thing, right? They're mad at one leader. They're mad at one politician. They're mad at one other country. Well, you know, whatever it is. We're just mad, period. America is just mad, period. So what happens when you're just full of rage is someone can direct you pretty easily, right? Let's say on a personal level someone did something to your family or something. You could say, well, you know, it's those people. And you might go after them because you're not very reasonable when you're mad. And these statistics that we're going to get into show people are mad. They are madder than ever. They're more angry than ever. And then the media says, oh, it's this. This is what you should be mad about.
Yeah, they try to redirect that.
This is what you should be mad about. And it filters it. It focuses it like a laser beam. And
well, they know that everybody in Western civilization is getting upset with the raw deal we get. That's why they call
it. We're on the march.
We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're talking about, the Macarion, aren't we? It's what Bilderberg was concerned about. You were talking about the different financial metrics that we see here. The fact is, the vast majority of the populations in Western countries are seeing their standard of living stagnate or decline. Meanwhile, the few elite are doing really, really well, and they're looking at this and saying, hey, we have a precarious proletariat. How can we control them? I know. We can put them on welfare. We can do to them what we have done to the Indians on the reservation, to black people in the inner city. We've had the same libertarian economists like Charles Murray, who wrote the book Losing Ground, they used for welfare reform in the Reagan administration, saying, look, the welfare system is destroying the black family. This is not helping them. Now he's coming out and supporting a universal basic income as a way to pacify everyone in the society.
You know, you said it really well before we went to break. You said, basically, people are served a bad deal. And what happens is the person that served them the bad deal, the system rather that served them the bad deal, says, it's not my fault. It's your fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people looting the economy. It's the people, the 0.0001% of people that are in the financial industry, working with the banks, in the bank systems, destroying the economy in one way or another, 2008 times, you know, multiple times throughout history, over and over and over again, doing these illegal things, the government saying, oh, it's fine, we don't want to go after the banks. Those people doing all of this, the average person, 62%, more than half, has less than $1,000 in their bank account. They're working more than ever. They are depressed. They're angry. I mean, BBC says, why are Americans so angry? Americans are generally known for having a positive outlook on life, it says. I didn't know that. But with the countdown for November's presidential election now underway, polls show voters are angry. The CNN ORC poll carried out in December 2015 suggests that 69%, almost 70% of Americans are either, quote, very angry or somewhat angry about the way things are going in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
70% of the United States is
angry.
Well,
you know, we've gotten a bad deal.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah,
I am.
We know we've gotten a bad deal.
100%.
Yeah. Look at NAFTA, okay? We were told, hey, this is going to destroy your economy, okay? Ross Perot said, giant sucking sound. Donald Trump was talking about it 20, 30 years ago. And now we've looked at it and we've seen exactly what it did immediately as it went in. We had roughly a trade parity with Mexico, for example. It shot up to a $15 billion a year deficit. It's never been less than that. Okay, and so we're losing a massive amount of jobs and all this other income. We're told that free trade is great because you can get other people like the people in China to work for you for free. So why wouldn't you let them work for you free? They always sell you the easy path. We're going to make you comfortable. We're going to make you safe. We're just going to take your ability to earn money. We're going to take your freedom, your liberty, and your independence.
These are the buzzwords, and I've always said, we are failing, we are losing, we are being taken advantage of because of our lack of understanding of the details. So what you just said in about 30 seconds, you hit on multiple different points, that was all details, right? So details are hard. Mm-hmm. Details are really hard because people, number one, I'll give them some credit. They are working all day, their lives can be pretty bad. People are depressed, people are angry, people have problems. They come home, they watch television. They don't get to watch shows like this, or they don't choose to watch shows like this, rather. The content they consume is junk. It's cheese whiz equivalent of content.
They just want to escape. They just want to escape reality.
And what happens is, you have the so-called sausage makers, you know, the people in the kitchens, the mainstream media, they come out and they don't say, well, hey, let's go after these people. Let's talk about HSBC. Let's talk about why Americans are frustrated. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter protesters killing cops as a symptom of frustration. Let's talk about the actual specific things. Let's talk about, you know, the fringe people, the radicals, the craziness, because not everyone in Black Lives Matter is bad. No, that's all details. That's not good enough. It has to be, this is it. A or B, black or white. Race, whatever, it's simple. It's simple, simple, simple. Served on a silver platter for that person to just gobble up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have the capacity at that point because they're all stressed out. They're not having the right content choices. They're eating junk. They feel like junk. They're depressed. They're upset. All it takes of the mainstream media is, so here's a little niblet. You know, here it is served up on a platter. This is why you're mad.
Well, a good example of this is the solution, quote unquote, that's being offered to us by the media, by the government, and that is, well, you know, you need to have federal control over the police. They never talk about having more local control. They never even talk about, let's say, privatizing the police. We've got an article about that on InfoWars.com. I mean, that would be an interesting idea that we could talk about the different ways that we could structure it. Changing the mission of the police so that they're not focused on generating revenue with petty fines. Different things like that. But they won't talk about that. They already have, as you pointed out, the choice that they're going to offer you when they create the problem. Problem, solution. Here's a solution we've already worked out, and the solution is going to be more of the same.
And you know, the police confiscate like $100+ million in I think it's Arkansas or something. There's craziness. But my question is, yeah, number one, because remember, we lose on the details. If I don't say the details, we will lose. There is real discrimination. Most police officers, it appears, I mean, considering there's plenty of them, are genuinely good-intentioned people. I've been mistreated by the police in my past, but I don't hold it against every police officer. I've been mistreated by white people, black people, all types of people, and I don't hold it against every single person that is that type. That's discrimination in and of itself to say all cops are bad. I appreciate what the police do for me, just as I appreciate what other people do for me. But is it even about the police is what I'm saying. Is it even about the police? I don't know. I mean, when you have... This is a good article. 19 numbers which prove that Americans are angrier and more frustrated than ever. So you have 70% of Americans do not feel engaged or inspired at their jobs. 77% of Americans believe the state of the economy is not good or poor. 65% of Americans say they're somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the overall direction of the country. We just saw another one, 69%. Only 4% of Americans believe it, that it would change Congress for the worst if every member was voted out during the next election. Now, think about that. Every member of essentially what makes the decisions in this country to be gone, 4% say that would be bad. So if 96% of people say if we got rid of every single politician in Congress, it would probably be better.
And yet the mental illness is that they want to turn over more decisions in their life to other people to
take
care of.
That's the mental illness, yeah. Because they say... 96% say Congress is terrible. The government's not helping. 69% say we're not satisfied with the direction of this country. The government is overbearing. 60% say they're angry and irritable. 65% they're dissatisfied with the U.S. system of government, period, right? But then, what's the solution? More federal control of the police, more federal control of this, higher minimum wage. We need more federal spending. We need sustenance of all levels from the government teat. Instead of saying, wait a minute... That is what did it. So you can't go back to, you can't, what broke you is not going to fix you.
That's right.
But that's the mental illness. We do it all in our personal lives too. Whatever broke you, you're, oh, that's going to fix me. You go back and back and back because we're a reliant population now. We're reliant.
That's right. People don't value their freedom, their independence. It's this kind of mental illness that Alex was talking about with Pokemon Go, okay? They just want to be distracted. They want to have, if you look at the
like
self-driving
car. Into, like, classified bases looking for the Pokemon.
That's going to happen. I know that's going to happen, yeah. But, you know, you look at the situation with these self-driving cars, I want to call it. 90% of the people in New York and California want to give up that control of their life. They don't want to have the freedom and the independence of movement that we've historically had. They want to be taxed and tracked and prevented from moving if they haven't paid all of their bills or whatever. For whatever reason, the government wants to do that. They want something else to even move them from place to place. How pathetic is that?
But see, that's the details, man. They're serving on a donut on a silver platter saying, you can sleep while you drive.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about the taxes. No. You can sleep. While you drive, you can go on your laptop. You can play Pokemon Go on your phone while you are driving. All right, that's how they sell it.
And while it drives you under a semi trailer,
takes off your head, right, bridge there. Or whatever. You know, I mean, innovation is good, but no one thinks about the details. Like I said, and that's why everyone is depressed. And then they say, oh, you know, all these endless articles. Americans are more depressed than decades ago. Why are they so angry? Why are they so frustrated? Why are more people killing themselves than ever? And then, oh, 3/4 of UK children spend less time outdoors than prison inmates. I wonder what it is for the U.S. Kids aren't even allowed to go outside anymore. I mean, they're so sheltered. And then people are also upset and depressed because their standards are so off and different and absurd. They're obscure. I mean, they're so worried about microaggressions and being upset and being offended by someone's free speech that they go into a tussle. They go into a rage. I mean, think about it. Old school version of this would be a bear is killing you and you're into a freak out rage, or like invaders are coming to kill your entire village and slaughter your family and rape your women and you go into a rage. Now it's someone said something that's a microaggression online. That is the same systemic response biologically that we're having now. We've changed. We've upgraded. We've become sloth creatures that sit around and have nothing real to be worried about because we're not focusing on the real issues. We just want to create little things to be upset about that are total distractions and total ridiculousness. And then we're forced here on this program where we want to talk about real stuff. We want to talk about the banks making billions and billions of dollars on taxpayer money after they swindled everybody and screwed everybody, and the government says they can't do it because there could be market risk fears. So we want to talk about that stuff, but guess what? Now we got to battle this stuff. We got to battle the fake political correctness. We got to battle the microaggression police. We got to battle. I mean, we're bad for saying that it's not good to kill police officers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's absurd. I made a post about that, about the police. Saying, you know, there's some discrimination, but it's good to support the police officers that do good. And people would say things, truly, like kill the police. They said all pigs are bad, you know, stuff like that. I'm talking about 20, 30 people saying really, really bad death threats.
Well, it's not even a connection to the...
They don't even believe that. It's just raw, unfiltered rage.
It's not even a connection to the same police department or the same city that had the things that they're upset about. I mean, they're going after totally innocent people. And as this guy said, he's going after these people simply because they're police or simply because they're white. And that's the kind of mental illness that we see happening here. It all goes back, I think, to the fact that people are just looking at ways to spend their time and not to invest their time. They're not looking at where what they want to do with their lives, preparing a better life for their children. You know, as you were talking earlier about China, you're saying the middle class has grown twice as fast as that in the United States. They're seeing an increase in the standard of living. That's not to say that their absolute wealth is better than ours at this point, but they see things that are gradually improving. That makes you happy. That gives you dreams. That gives you goals. It gives you a future that you can look into. And they're making things, okay? Now, some of them are making things under slave labor conditions, and that's not a good thing. But they're creating wealth because manufacturing has been moved over there. Meanwhile, we've got the people who are selling free trade telling us, hey, these people work for free. They'll work as your slaves. Why not use them? And then we wind up in this service economy where we're just doing each other's laundry. We're not creating a future. We're just living off of our current status. But then it even goes from that. We had Gary Johnson talking about, yeah, well, you know, free trade is great because of that. And you know, we got these clean service industries. But the future is Uber, the gig economy, where you're going to not own anything. You're not even going to have a full-time service job. You're going to have this precarious position. That's where the precariat are. You're going to have this precarious position where you know the guy who's running Uber wants to own all vehicles, and he doesn't want to have any employees. So you're going to go into this temporary job, which is super temporary because it has absolutely no future.
And people think they're getting the bad end of the deal now. People have accepted a bad deal. It's true. And you got that Chinese, the article about the Chinese economy right here. It says the Chinese savings network ranges from 50,000 to 500,000. The momentum gained traction in 2000. Since that time, China's middle class has grown at twice the U.S. rate. These numbers are quite shocking when you consider the average worker in the U.S. does not even have $5,000 in savings. And earlier we talked about that. 62% have less than 1,000. So, I mean,
if you don't make anything, you're not going to... if you lose your manufacturing capability, not only do you become dependent on other countries, you got to buy your manufactured goods, even for your military.
It's impossible to buy anything these days that's not from China. And even at a large level, business-to-business level, right? When I'm looking at stuff to buy, like real products, even the manufacturers that we work with and stuff, they all say it's almost impossible to avoid China now because they have a monopoly on the entire system. And we are weird because we say, well, we don't want the Chinese stuff. And they're like, well, it's way less money. I mean, you're going to make way more money. Say, no, we don't want it, actually. You know, in terms of a hat or something, you know, every now and then, that's fine. I'm talking about something you're going to ingest in your body. You know, they'll say, well, this version of the, you know, vitamin C or whatever from China is way cheaper. It's way better. It's high quality. No, it's not. I know what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, it gets back to the point where if you get all your hats from China, then who's going to buy your products that you make here, if you, in fact, make anything? Or if you want to do other people's laundry, what are they going to, how are they going to pay you? That's what we see happening now with the robot economy. That's going to replace and disrupt everything, both horizontally and vertically. It's going to affect every industry horizontally. It's going to affect every different level, from blue-collar to the top white-collar jobs. It's going to be incredibly disruptive, and it's really going to create a precariat, okay, that is multi-class-based, and throughout all these different industries. It's precisely what they have done to us with China. And we look at China and we say, well, I don't want to work under these slave labor conditions where people are committing suicide. They got to have suicide nets out there in the Foxconn factories and everything. It's horrible living conditions. But, you know, quite frankly, it's a step up for these people from the conditions that they were under Chairman Mao. Okay, so now we've got socialism being sold to us as well as a decline in our standard of living. It's a very bleak process if we don't get control of things. I think that's one of the key things when we look at Donald Trump, the idea that we are going to put America first, that we're going to start to reclaim our independence. One of the things to do that is to have tariffs. You know, we got rid of, we used to run our country when it was constitutional size on tariffs alone. Thomas Jefferson bragged about the fact that nobody internally in America knew a tax man. That's what he said in his second inaugural, because they could fund the entire government simply on tariffs. When we got the income tax, Okay, when we got all that put in, they changed the tax structure. They gave us the income tax. They cut the tariffs. They gave us the Federal Reserve. That's when everything changed in 1913. It's been an awful system for us for the last 100 years.
Well, you know, earlier we were talking about if you were a doctor and you looked at America as a country and you give a diagnosis, you wouldn't just look at the symptoms, the root issue. I think a doctor, a psychiatrist, a well-trained psychiatrist would look at America and say that America has a mental sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, I mean,
very schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. Think about what you just said. So you were talking earlier, you know, people say that, for example, okay, a cop potentially discriminated and killed a black person. Okay, kill cops. Wait, what? And then you say, you know, America's economy is bad. Okay, ship everything to China.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do, it seems, is a complete insane reaction. Like, the banks are looting everything. Oh, we need to tax more of the lower income people.
Yeah.
It's like, or, oh, the 0.0001% is destroying the world. And then some of the population says, all rich people are bad. Wait, what? Wealth is bad. People who own businesses are bad. They need to pay more taxes. It's all just insanity, almost at every single level of it. Clearly, there's sane people. But stuff like this is going to creep up, because when you're focused on the insanity, stuff like this is going to creep up. World food prices post biggest rise for 4 years in June. We've talked about this quite a bit before, but world food prices posted their biggest monthly rise for 4 years in June. Buoyed by a surge in sugar and increase for most other edible commodities, the UN Food Agency said on Thursday. So as we're busy just being crazy and being freaked out of all this kind of stuff, food prices are rising, the economy is shifting, things are actually happening, they're important. But again, we lose the details.
Absolutely.
Too busy.
David Knight with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour.
Really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Thank you.
wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to talk a little bit here about the convention coming up. And as part of that convention, InfoWars, of course, is going to be covering both of the conventions. It's going to be quite a fight inside and outside of the convention, I think. Although we saw Bernie Sanders bury the hatchet with Hillary Clinton today. He doesn't have a problem with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He just wants her to win at this point. But we still have Republicans who are fighting Donald Trump. We're going to be there covering it. One of the ways that you can support us, of course, is to buy the products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com, at InfoWarsLife.com. We try to offer you the very best products we can at the very best price we can. And periodically, we discount them even further as an appreciation. And we have a sale that's going to be ending tonight, 20% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine, as well as 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is a way for you to be able to support yourself, to support your family, to provide for yourself, as well as to provide for InfoWars, to give us the fuel that we need to go cover these important events as they're coming up. Again, those sales are going to end tonight. That's 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. We also have a new product that's come out this week. This is something that that Alex's dad, who's been a practicing dentist for 30 years, said it's the best teeth whitening system that he has seen in his 30 years of practice. It's a three-way system. It uses a sonic toothbrush that vibrates an average of 27,000 times a minute for a very deep clean, as well as a whitening gel and a blue wavelength technology. Now, the blue wavelength technology activates that whitening gel. It also kills bacteria. It's a great system. Take a look at it at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, you can get nearly 25% off your second Go Smile Sonic Pro system. It's part of our exclusive listener special at InfoWarsStore.com. Anthony, we were talking during the break about Jeb making his first statements for quite some time at close to the convention starting this next Monday. He had, I thought, a couple of interesting things to say. He said that he would be very sad if Trump was elected. He would be very worried. And yet, he says, if Hillary is elected, he'll feel vindicated. No regrets there for Jeb. He doesn't have our best interest at heart. He has his political career at heart, doesn't he?
It did remind me of the story that we're talking about in the break, because this individual actually also lost 90% of his brain.
Yes, that sounds like Jeb.
And this is a very interesting story to close out with. So it says, a civil servant missing most of his brain challenges our most basic theories of consciousness. So this guy had had a medical condition, and 90% of his brain was destroyed. But he's still walking around as a married father of two and a civil servant doing his own thing. I mean,
he's functioning better than Jeb. So I wonder what percentage Jeb is
lost. He's functioning way better than Jeb Bush.
Yeah, that's right.
So I actually think Jeb should hire him as an advisor. But if you look at the picture on the article, basically pretty much all his brain is gone. And they thought for sure he would just kind of be a vegetable, a brain dead or whatever. And it took 30 years for this to happen, fluid build up in his brain and stuff, but he's totally fine. He has a lower than normal IQ for sure. It's very low. I don't know. It doesn't specify if he was born that way or not, but he's walking around as a father of two kids with 90% of his brain missing. So it's very interesting. It changes everything we know about what is consciousness and self-awareness or anything like that. So.
Well, we don't know what Jeb's IQ is, but we can take some educated guesses. This headline
And for the record, I think we should elect this person as president.
That's right. From Breitbart, says, Jeb says, conservatism is temporarily dead, and the Pope's border mask fueled Trump. You know, Jeb is temporarily dead, and especially if he doesn't realize that the Pope's open borders hurt him, what does he think open borders that he was pushing did for him? I mean, that was a central part of what he was pushing. Stay with us. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be back for the fourth hour. We're Anthony Gucciardi and David Knight. Thanks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.